Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
When it comes to politics these days, national news outlets list Utah as among the reddest of the red states. But it wasn't always so. Historians tend to agree that many Utahns of every religious stripe actually supported the Democratic Party in the years when Utah was still a federally administered territory. This was no doubt due in part to the Republican Party's historical disdain for Mormon polygamy. It wasn't surprising then, when Utahns went for Democratic presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan in 1896, the first time that Utahns could vote for president since achieving statehood. Bryan was a devout Christian, lawyer, and newspaperman from Nebraska, who opposed a Republican plan to stop using silver to make coins and use only gold. Charging that rich Republicans were trying to crucify ordinary Americans on a cross of gold, Bryan was wildly popular in Utah, where silver mining had become an important industry and where the Republicans were still eyed with some suspicion. The Nebraska reformer won 86% of Utah's popular vote, one of the largest returns of any presidential candidate in the state's history. In the end, Bryan didn't win the presidency. William McKinley did. But the man Utah chose to lead the country remained a potent force in national politics, running for president two more times and eventually being named Secretary of State under Woodrow Wilson. In his later life, Bryan fought against the teaching of evolution in schools and became the lead lawyer for the World Christian Fundamentals Association in the so-called Scopes Monkey Trial. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.